It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A recall for mislabeled allergens in a Nielsen's beef burger product. Governor Tony Evers signs a bill expanding the state's child care tax credit. Hundreds of pages of documents have been released from the fake Elector lawsuit settlement, and the spring wildfire season is early. Good morning. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Nielsen's Market in Clear Lake has issued a voluntary recall for their bacon cheddar beef burgers, which were misbranded. The product contains two allergens that were not included on the label, hydrolyzed soy protein and anchovies. No illnesses have been reported. The product was sold at stores in Burnett, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Washburn counties on or before February 27th. Anyone with questions on the alert can contact Nielsen's at 715-263-2513. There's help on the way for Wisconsin parents paying for child care. State Revenue Secretary Peter Barca with some startling numbers on that.
The cost of daycare in 2021 on average was $13,572. The cost for undergraduate tuition at UW-Madison, which is more expensive than the others, is $10,766. So almost $3,000 more.
Governor Tony Evers on Monday signed into law an expansion of the tax credit available for filers with children and dependents. It expands the state child care tax credit to 100% of the claimant's federal child care tax credit. Currently, filers can only claim 50% on the federal credit on state taxes. The amount of maximum eligible expenses under the state credit would grow from $3,000 to $10,000 for one qualifying dependent and from $6,000 to $20,000 for two or more dependents. The governor also urged lawmakers to provide state funding directly to child care providers, many of whom are struggling with staffing and other costs. Pro-Trump attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro, key players in the fake elector scheme by Wisconsin Republicans, have settled a lawsuit and released more than 1,400 pages of documents regarding their work on the 2020 election here. That includes a video of the fake electors meeting at the Capitol.
The result of it is 10 votes for Donald Trump for President of the United States and 10 votes for Mike Pence, Vice President of the United States.
Excellent. As part of the agreement, Chesbro and Troupas said they would not participate in similar efforts in the future, but did not admit to any wrongdoing or liability. The more than 1,400 pages of emails, text messages, and other documents released Monday reveal the details of a strategy by Republican operatives tied to then-President Donald Trump to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Wisconsin. The documents provide a deeper look into how the strategy played out in other battleground states. For one, the documents show the origins of the strategy in Wisconsin and the role of Jim Troupas, Trump's attorney in Wisconsin and a former judge. They also illustrate how he worked with Trump attorney Kenneth Chesbro in orchestrating the scheme. Wisconsin taxpayers are on the hook for Michael Gableman's legal fees. Those costs stem from Gableman's review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin and subsequent lawsuits. A review by WISP Politics shows that legal fees to defend the former state Supreme Court justice before the Office of Lawyer Regulation, along with a settlement the state assembly reached last month, have pushed taxpayers' exposure to nearly $2.7 million. Gableman is alleged to have violated professional standards for Wisconsin attorneys. Gableman was hired by Assembly Republicans as special counsel to investigate the election, which Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. The 14-month effort failed to find anything that would have altered that outcome. Wisconsin's wildfire season is off to an early start. Bob Haig tells us more.
We'll remind you again, the lack of snowfall across the state means conditions are primed for fires. Already this year, the Department of Natural Resources has responded to 138 wildfires burning nearly 300 acres. The 10-year average is 4 fires for 2 acres. The agency anticipates a long fire season ahead. You can view updated maps showing fire danger and burning restrictions on the DNR website. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.